Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The role of the Kenai Peninsula College, opportunities available through KPC, and KPC's role within the community and within the University of Alaska system were addressed during a recent visit to the Kenai Peninsula by University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Sean Parnell. Parnell toured the KPC campus and met with students, faculty, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland and Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navarre. Parnell discussed KPC as a community partner.
KPC is really a trusted and respected community partner across the Kenai Peninsula. So I think about the middle college. I think about the CTE programs. I just think about how our juniors and seniors in high school have an opportunity now to not only get high school credit, but also get college credit and start that much farther ahead when they graduate from high school and on their way to jobs. I can tell you that UAA is Alaska's largest workforce provider, and we're very focused on workforce. KPC is central to that vision.
With career and education courses readily available, Parnell spotlighted the opportunities provided through KPC and UAA.
When a young person really digs into what UAA and KPC offer together as a larger institution, they will see opportunities across a myriad of fields that they may never have considered. And I'll use a really common one. When you think about UAA's College of Health, you think about nursing, but UAA's College of Health offers 42 other certificates and degree programs, some of which you can get in and get out quick and get a good paying job. You can be a surgery tech, CNA, you can be a medical assistant, you can be an ultrasound tech known as a sonographer. These are courses that you can take now, get out in one semester, two semesters, three semesters, and get a good paying job that's meaningful to you as a human being, and you can make a difference in people's lives.
Parnell also explained Alaska's investment in education and how KPC fits into the UA system.
So we're actually investing and growing our investments in education. This past year, the legislature and governor agreed to increase funding for the University of Alaska and UAA in particular, and KPC has benefited from that as well. So in order to have the life transformative opportunities that UAA offers, we have to make these investments. And currently, I would tell you that there is strong support for KPC, strong support for UAA. We are on a financially or fiscally sustainable path as compared to years past. KPC fits in this way. There are three separately accredited universities. There's UAA, University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Alaska Fairbanks, and University of Alaska Southeast. UAA is actually comprised of six different campuses. So Kenai Peninsula College is two campuses. Kenai River and Homer are two of UAA's campuses. And we all work together across those six campuses to ensure our students have the greatest opportunities possible through UAA.
For more information on the Kenai Peninsula College, you'll find a link on the story at radiokenai.com. Soldana's celebration of winter, Frozen River Fest 2023, is set for Saturday, February 17th, with the Defy the Cold gathering at Soldana Creek Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The festivities include multiple breweries, food vendors, and live music featuring the Ridgeway Rounders and the headliner Derek Poppin Band. Standard admission is $25, which includes a tasting glass and three beer tokens. Admission for non-drinkers is $5, and kids 12 and under are free. Maddie McElray, the incoming executive director of the Soldana Chamber of Commerce, told KSRM,
"Lots of fun. We'll have 18 brewers, two cideries in a winery, live music, food vendors. It's a lot of fun. Family friendly. Fireworks at the end. Shout out to Marathon for sponsoring that and Aspen Hotels for sponsoring our lodging."
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.